This is Earth and Sky with astrobiologist Margaret Turnbull of the Carnegie Institution of Washington.
Turnbull and colleague Jill Tarter of the SETI Institute took a catalog of over 100,000 stars and tried to determine how many are relatively nearby and capable of supporting life as we know it.
The fact that we have water on this planet is what makes it possible for all life that we know of to exist.
Turnbull told Earth and Sky that in order to have liquid water on a planet's surface, the planet needs to be in what's called the habitable zone of a star. That's not too far from the star or the water would freeze, and not too close or it would boil away. She and Tarter selected stars with properties that didn't interfere with each star's habitable zone.
So now we have stars that orbit peacefully within the disk of the galaxy, like our sun. They're not overly active or variable. They don't have companions that are interfering with the habitable zone, and they are not extremely young, and so they've had enough time to give rise to, we hope, an intelligent civilization.
From a catalog of over 100,000 stars, Turnbull and Tarter found about 17,000 that are relatively nearby and capable of supporting life as we know it. Our thanks today to Research Corporation, a foundation for the advancement of science. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.